That grades are important, definitely. But I do also think that they don't necessarily measure success.
Hi, Amanya. Welcome back to The Story of You. I'm a student in grade 8 of the Dhirubhai Ambani International School, and I think there is so much to learn from people's journeys and experiences. The Story of You is a podcast where I talk to kids, young adults, icons, and sometimes parents to know more about their dreams, aspirations, learnings, challenges through their journey. Today we have Ria. She's a coach at the Red Pen and a DIS alum. She tells us how we as students can best prepare ourselves from grade 9 to 12 and the importance of grade 9 to 12. Students, teenagers would love to listen to this, and this would help them plan their journey in a better format and give them a fresh perspective on grade 9 to 12. So welcome, Ria.
Thanks, Anya. Thank you so much for the introduction. Excited to be here.
So can you tell us a little about your background, hobbies, and childhood?
Yeah, of course. So I grew up in Mumbai, you know, been sort of in the same house for all my life, lived in Bandra, and I've also been in the same school all my life, which is, as you mentioned, the Dhirubhai Ambani International School. I joined in the first grade, you know, all the way up until grade 12. And I was one of the first cohorts to kind of do the entire, you know, spectrum of Ambani. And it's been a really great experience, very, very valuable for me. I really loved my schooling experience. One, because, you know, I was able to meet students and make friends that have been with me since I was extremely young, and you know, building those relationships early on was really helpful. And number two, I think something that I really enjoyed about my schooling experience was that I was challenged, right, in the classroom, outside of it, with, you know, different perspectives, as well as, you know, teachers and mentors. So that was really great. I have always been passionate about, you know, sports. I was a swimmer when I was younger. I was, you know, very, very involved in school. I was part of student council. I was, you know, part of kind of organizing the first TEDx at Ambani. So it's really been important for me to kind of, you know, make an impact, whether it's in my school community, whether it's beyond that. And yeah, that's a little bit about my background. After Ambani, I went to the US, where I studied communications and sociology at Denison University. I really enjoyed my college experience, and most importantly, I was a mentor. So what was really exciting about that was that I was able to, you know, connect with students, develop those relationships, and that kind of, you know, really impacted my pathway post undergrad, right? So I, you know, right after that became an admissions counselor, where I was working with students and recruiting students for The Ohio State University. And when I moved back to Mumbai, I've been at the Red Pen for about 2.5 years, and you know, been working with a lot of bright students, and it's been really exciting. So that's a little bit about me.
And what part of school do you miss the most?
I definitely miss, number one, the canteen, like the 10:30 break food. It was yum. I think I still ask, like, my the Ambani students that I work with, you know, do they still have the samosa, the safe puri? It was so yum. And and on a more serious note, definitely, like, my teachers and my mentors, they really, you know, helped me understand, you know, what my future career pathway was. They really helped me kind of overcome challenges, you know, where you sometimes doubt yourself. I think high school is a very, you know, it can be a very hard and tough experience to kind of get through. And having, you know, teachers who are really supportive and can get you through those really difficult times, I think is really valuable.
Being a grade 8 student right now and going to grade 9, there's going to be so much pressure kicking in. So when you were in school, how did you manage the pressure?
Honestly, I think it's easier said than done. But I think my main sort of piece of advice, and something that I really think helped me, was being able to cut all of the noise that was around me. I think everyone has their opinions. Everyone has their own journeys. They all have their own successes, their own goals. And I think that should never affect, you know, what you want to see out of your life, out of your career, out of your academic and non-academic journey. So really being able to kind of focus on yourself, focus on what success means to you, I think is the best way to kind of approach that. Yeah. Don't listen to anyone else but yourself.
I agree with that. And how can we as students like make a better balance between like fun and studies and not miss out on the fun as well as be very focused in our studies and academics?
Of course. I mean, I think a balance of the two is extremely important. I think it's, burnout is definitely something that we see with students, especially ones that have pushed themselves a lot in, say grade 9 and grade 10, beyond kind of their capacity. It's really important to have that balance. And I think the best way to sort of do that is time management. I really believe that, if you manage your time well, you're able to kind of, schedule time in for, hanging out with friends, doing the things that you love, like such as your hobbies, have that downtime and be able to kind of, focus on your studies. I remember when I was at university, my first semester, it was really hard for me to manage my time because I think it was the first time I was doing it without any parental support. And I think the main thing for me was I used to kind of schedule time for procrastination. I knew, okay, I need like 30 minutes to procrastinate. And that really, really helped, like being able to even like schedule in the things that I know won't work and being realistic about what I can actually achieve in a week or even in a day.
So many of us procrastinate everything we have. And so since you work with students across so many cities, countries on seeing their profiles, what kind of profiles impress you and how is it changing over the years?
Honestly, I think the main thing that I like to see in profiles and I like students to kind of approach building their profile in is through authenticity, like really identify, the activities that you genuinely enjoy. Don't think about what will impress an admissions counselor or someone who's reading your application or even others as such. Do the things that really, make you excited. And I think that will kind of cut down the procrastination. It'll cut down some of the pressure and stress. Like, for example, I remember a student a few years ago that, a profile that I had read, which the student was really passionate about video games, right? And he became really passionate about esports. And he was like top 1% of, Fortnite and some of these really exciting games. And that was the first thing on his Common App, right? Because he had like led an entire esports team. So there's not one activity that really, makes you stand out in a profile. It's really, what your hobbies are and how you can kind of create and show leadership, initiative and impact within those activities.
I think that's really well said because we often want to show everything that we've done in our profile rather than what we enjoy and what we actually want to do or what we like doing.
Yeah. And there's no checklist, right? There's not like, okay, I have to do community service. I have to play a sport. I have to, learn an instrument. I mean, those things are great to explore when you're younger. We don't necessarily have to kind of do all of it, right? So it's important to pick those 2-3 things that really give you joy.
Yeah, and how are grade 9, 10, 11, 12 important in your career for your whole?
Yeah, so I think I'm actually going to approach this in another way. I think I wish I had given myself this advice when I was, in from grade 9 to grade 11. I think, number one is explore all of your interests. I think academically, talk to people, like network. Like as you're meeting new people, understand their journeys, understand like where they've come from, what their pathways are. And I think that will really help you kind of identify how you kind of want to spend your grade 9, 10 and 11, right? Like hearing those inspirational stories from other people is really something I wish I had done more of, like kind of push myself and challenge myself to like go to different events and, take advantage of resources that you're schools provided.
And how can students decide and be sure of what they want to do? Because all of us are so confused right now. We have subject choices. We don't exactly know what we want to do. So we need to make choices and, follow those choices to something we would like to pursue in our further years.
Yeah. So I honestly, number one thing that it's completely okay to be unsure. I think there are people who are, as old as me and even older who change career pathways. They then realize that one sort of experience kind of changes their entire trajectory, right? So I don't think there's anything wrong with being unsure, confused. What I will say is that explore that confusion. Like if, for example, something you feel like sparks inspiration, explore that further, right? Like kind of find out like what's interesting to you. In terms of how to kind of keep those options open, I do think your math and science is the most important. I think a lot of the time students don't necessarily want to hear that, but a lot of, you know, the US, at least the US liberal arts education really focuses on core subjects, right? So keeping your options and keeping your foundational subjects open until grade 12. And then once you have an idea of the, you have that foundation, then you can pretty much go into anything that you want, right? Regardless of if it's, you know, something like being a physicist to management consulting to, you know, a journalist, whatever it is, right? So that's really important. So keep your math and science until grade 12.
So how do these grades affect our career?
Yeah, so I do think that grades are important, definitely, because they do, you know, end up being an important part of the application process. But I do also think that they don't necessarily measure success. So, you know, for example, actually one of my cousins, she was really, really terrible at school. Right? She had done the Indian curriculum and it wasn't the right fit for her in terms of, you know, kind of the way her learning style as compared to the curriculum that she was in. The minute she was able to kind of get into, you know, learning style where she ended up going to the US and, you know, kind of doing a more analytical learning style, you know, something that's a little bit more skills based, she was able to really thrive and her GPA almost, you know, reached a 4.0, right? And she graduated with honors and now she's in a very successful job that she really enjoys. So what I'm saying is trajectories always change. I don't think grades necessarily have to be the determining factor. And I don't think that they will necessarily affect your success within your career. So yeah, that's my take on that.
And how can students manage stress and avoid burnout while striving for academic success in high school?
Yeah, so in terms of managing stress, I do feel like I said, you know, managing your time and finding a balance between having things that you can do to de-stress versus the things that, you know, that you kind of have to do as part of your academic journey. So find that one thing that really helps you kind of, you know, take your mind off of all of the different things that you're doing. Like for me, it was definitely sports in school. It was definitely like when I did those, like that 1 hour of swimming, it really helped me kind of separate like from all of the responsibilities that I had. So I think that's definitely one thing is, you know, managing your time and making sure you make time for the things that make you happy. And that can be, you know, anything. So identify what those things are and really make sure you incorporate them within your schedule.
And we often have a lot of trouble like sitting down studying and like take without breaks and like, so what studying strategies can students use for subjects they find difficult or boring?
Yeah, so I think number one, find your learning style. So sometimes your students are more visual, sometimes students are, you know, more audio, like based on what your learning style is. Identify ways that you can create strategies to learn that certain syllabus, right? Like, for example, if you are studying a chapter and you'd rather watch like a YouTube video, right? That'll teach you the same content rather than maybe making notes based on a lecture, right? So that's something that I think will really help in terms of studying strategies. And also, I'm a huge fan of taking breaks within your study strategy. So like, for example, if you're a student who can only focus for 30 to 40 minutes, right? And you need that 15 minute break, take it, right? Whether it's just walking out of your room and kind of getting like a glass of water, right? Or it's even like going down and taking a walk in your building, right? Or maybe it's like playing 15 minutes of guitar, whatever it is, make sure that you're taking those breaks. And students sometimes feel like I have to finish a certain syllabus in 3 hours and I just might as well like kind of get it all done in one week, right? That's never usually the strategy that works. So identifying those breaks and, you know, like I said, figuring out what is it that'll get your attention back on track, I think will definitely help.
So when I sit to study, I'm like, I should finish this full thing out at like a stretch. And then I have to keep taking breaks because after like 20, 25 minutes, I just stop focusing. And then I'm doing, like thinking about something else. I'm doing something else. So I think those breaks are really important.
Yeah, and I also think another thing that I would really suggest is keeping your phone away. I think that's something that really helped me with studying strategies.
So what is the significance of grade 9 in setting the foundation for high school?
Yeah, so I think that grade 9, it's the year to explore. It's probably one of the last years that you'll have where you have a lot of time to kind of focus on things outside of your academics. Grade 10 and 11, 12 definitely, really picks up, and students can only focus on a few things. So like I said, a lot of colleges, they want to see depth within your profile, right? They want to see students who've focused on 2 to 3 things for the 4 years and have really developed on those 2 to 3 things, rather than seeing students who've done, say, 10 or 15 different things, but they've done them for a short period, right? For example, if it's, say, a community service project, right? You start with volunteering at an NGO. Maybe the next year you build a project around it, right? Maybe you want to, take a non-academic activity and then kind of combine it with the service that you're doing, right? So that's how you kind of develop depth. And that's why I think grade 9, it's important to kind of explore those 10 activities. And then by the end of grade 9, identify what are the 2 to 3 things that really, give you joy and you want to sort of take forward in a more intentional way. So that's what I think is most important about grade 9. I also think identify and reflect around the subjects that you really enjoy academically. So what is it that you really like within those subjects? What are some topics? Why is it that you really enjoy that subject? Do you potentially see yourself, actually pursuing it further? And then actually using grade 10, 11, 12 to do activities within those academic interests, right? For example, it can be a research paper, it can be an internship, it can be an online course, and really delve deeper into like specific topics that you really enjoy within those academic subjects.
How do you choose your subjects and what kind of subjects should you choose?
So I think for grade 9 and 10, it's really important to keep, all of your core subjects. Now the core subjects essentially end up being your English, your second language, math, the 3 sciences, as well as history, geography. Okay, so these subjects, I would ideally recommend keeping until grade 10, because a lot of times your mind can change, right? You can be extremely sure that, okay, I want to study business management when I go into grade 12. But you might actually be exploring, say, history or maybe a physics in grade 9 and 10, and you realize, okay, no, this is something that I'm really passionate about and I want to kind of take this forward. Right. So in that sense, I really recommend that students keep these core subjects until grade 10. Then for grade 11 and 12, I think students can specialize a little bit more. Once you have a little bit more clarity on what you kind of want to pursue in the future, still identifying, relevant core subjects within those areas of interest. Right. So, for example, computer science, quite a popular major for our students, especially our Indian students. It's really important to take physics, chemistry, and math for computer science rather than taking computer science, right? Even in grade 11 and 12. So that's, I think, the way that you should approach subject selection from grade 9 up until grade 12. And in terms of an admissions committee looking at your application, they want to see students who have challenged themselves within the classroom, right? So have you been able to take the most academically rigorous course load that's available? Of course, there's, sort of a kind of a clause to that. I do think, think about your academic caliber, what you can handle. You also don't want to take a course load that you're not able to kind of sustain. So also finding a balance between core and non-core subjects is really important, right? So for example, if you take, say, the 3 sciences, math, you're taking your history, that's a pretty like academically rigorous course load. So maybe that vocational subject or the creative subject is something that you really enjoy or something that, might come a little bit easier to you, right? So it's all about balance.
So you were chosen PE, and how did you decide PE?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've spoken about it quite a bit, but I was really, really passionate about sports. I was part of the basketball team at Dubai. I was, a swimmer. So it kind of seemed like a natural choice for me to take PE as my last subject. I also really, really loved working with the teacher. I had a really great relationship with having him, knowing that he's going to be teaching physical education at that point was really important to me, and that kind of really impacted my decision. So a lot of the time students, if you have an inclination, you have a great relationship with the teacher, I do think that, that can be a great way to kind of identify a subject as well. Yeah, because teachers can be a huge impact in whether you like or don't like a subject.
I agree with that. And as students, all of us are good at something. But what if you aren't good at something or you're not good at studies? How can you build your resume for schools to give you an opportunity?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's, so of course, in the application itself, if there is, something that might not be reflective of your capabilities, you can always explain that, right? For example, I mean, COVID was a huge change for so many students, you know, moving from an offline to an online platform. And, you know, that a lot of the times affected students, you know, performance in the classroom as well as outside. So you do get that opportunity to explain that in your application. I think it's most important to focus on your strengths, right? For example, if you might not be good at something, see if you can, you know, develop another interest that you're good at, right? So maybe if, for example, there are students who might not enjoy math, right? That's, you know, sometimes quite a polarizing subject, but they might be really good at design or art. So kind of focusing on that and building your profile around that can be a great way to kind of approach that.
So if you're doing IB, is it important to go abroad after grade 12? If not, what are the options that we have in India?
Yeah, so actually something that, you know, we at the Red Pen really like to reiterate is that the curriculum that you select is not necessarily as important as the subjects you select within it. So whether you're in the Indian curriculum, whether you're in the international curriculum, you can study in India, you can study abroad post your grade 12. Right. So the IB curriculum, of course, is set up in a way that you're able to develop certain skill sets. Like, for example, through your extended essay, you develop research skills. Through TOK, you develop critical thinking. Through, you know, your eyes and your presentation skills, your communication skills. So that's really important within the IB. But it prepares you pretty much for any undergraduate program, whether it's in India or whether it's abroad. So like I said, focus on the subjects that you select. And that's the same way for the Indian curriculum, right? If you're in CBSE, ISE, or even HSC, we have students who've gone to extremely competitive universities abroad, right? So there's no limitation based on your curriculum.
I think that answers the question really well. So how can we as students keep ourselves updated on schools, informations, extracurriculars?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of different things. I mean, number one is Google research. Doing, you know, a lot of research is out there. There's a lot of information on, you know, students talking about their journeys, about, you know, what they've done, how they kind of approach the college application process. There's a lot of platforms out there, like, for example, the CIALFO that kind of helps you explore different universities. You know, there's actually a LinkedIn for students where you can connect with different universities, different students from particular universities that you're looking at. So I think, you know, reaching out, networking, having those conversations and really taking that time out of your schedule to do your own research. Is really, really important.
And now that brings us to our rapid fire round. So one thing you miss about school?
The samosas.
One thing that helps you achieve anything you want?
My Google Calendar and my to-do list app.
What does success mean to you?
Positive impact and happiness.
What could make your journey unique?
Networking.
Are grades important?
Yes. And no.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Sanya, thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast.